Praise God. Good morning and welcome to the Master's Call. And we are going to go before the Comforter. We are going before him in prayer. And Father, I say thank you, Lord God. I thank you. We put our trust in you. We put our strength in you. We know, Lord God, that you are the banner over your people. You are the chief cornerstone. Thank you for the Master's Call. Thank you for the founders of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. I thank you, Father God, that you alone are the finisher of our faith. And as we are getting ready to continue with this call, Father, I thank you that there will be no type of hindrances in the name of Jesus. Your people will be able to hear your word. The word is going to come through clear, accurate, Father, without any type of interruptions, Father. I thank you, Lord, for the speaker. The speaker, Father God, who of you have imparted a word into them, Father, a word that is here, a word that is going to change our lives. We are ready to hear your word because we trust in you, knowing that you are the one who began this work in us, and the word is going to come forth with clarity, with accuracy, so we can go and share it with others, knowing that they can put their strength and their confidence in the Creator, the Master, Jesus, who is the reason for the season. God bless you, family. Remember, trust in the Lord. He is your strength. He is your confidence, knowing that all is well with Christ Jesus. I am going to turn the call over to the host. God bless each one of you. Host, are you there?
Good morning, Minister Robin. I am here. Good morning to you. God bless you. We love you. Thank you so much for spiritually feeding the people of God this morning here on the Master's Call. And we love that tag, Trust in the Lord Thursday. Certainly, the Lord is the one, according to Psalms 3 and 3, as Minister Robin said, that he lifts up my head each and every morning. And I know that he has lifted all of you up as well here on the Master's Call so that we are able to come together as a body here in the body of Christ to serve him, to say good morning to him, to say that we are victorious, amen, and certainly, we have the victory each and every day. So welcome to the Master's Call as we are prepared to go forward and with that strategic prayer, the heavens are aligned, and we want you all to know, those of you who are new, that the Master's Call was founded in October on the 25th of 2010. By two anointed women of God. As we press forward, those women of God are Dr. P.K. Roberts from Colorado Springs, Colorado, whom we love and adore so very much, and we are keeping her in her prayer, in our prayers as we go forward in the homegoing of her family members. But we are also so delighted to have on the call with us, of course, our own shepherd, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon from Dallas, Texas, who is a powerful woman of God. These two women of God are obedient, and they were instructed by the Lord to empower, enrich, and enhance believers as they begin their day. And here on the Master's Call, that is exactly what you get Monday through Friday. They are strategic women of God that have a relationship with the Lord, and they have identified other men and women that have a powerful relationship with the Lord. And we all stand on the scripture. We work here together as a family. And that scripture that you can find on our website is Psalm 88:13. But I, O Lord, have cried out to you for help, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. You see, one of the mandates that they were given, the most important one, is to be intercessors, to be midwives of prayer, to bring the request before the Lord for the people of God. And we do that here on the Master's Call. And we are inviting all of you, amen, to come and be intercessors right along with us. You are certainly able to send your information to our email address, and we know that those are going to be coming in, amen, at any time. So we want to thank you for joining us and want you to know, how can you reach us? Again, I said we do have a website. That website is themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. That is where you will go to find all of the messages that were archived. As I said, we're live Monday through Friday. We have anointed men and women that come and give a word from the Lord each day. And you go to that website and download MP3 style, the messages, all of the series that are there for you to bless you, to enhance your day, to help empower you, amen, to be victorious in this life, in the living word, okay? And we also have a playback number for you. That number is 712-432-1085, and that pin is 957. 877-677-POUND. That is our playback number so that you can listen to today's call, which is the most recent recording. You can listen to that. And we also have for you the email address, which I mentioned. This is the address that you'll send to us if you want to become a prayer intercessor, but it's also if you are a minister and you would like to give a word, you can write to us, but we also want to receive your prayer requests through this email address as well as your feedback. Let us know how the Master's Call is blessing you, or give us your feedback and tell us how we're doing in the Word of God. So that email address is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. And we want to let you know that our prayer general, Minister Robin, will get back with you or one of our founders. Now, we also, of course, want to invite you to go to the MMC call right after this call is over, the TMC at 8:30. Then you can hop on to the MMC call, and that call is for artist distributors, and that number is 530-881-1300, 530-881-1300, and that PIN is 539-598-POUND. So we'll give that to you again at the end of the call. We want to just invite you all that are artists, distributors, to go to your back office because there's always something going on in artists, and we remind you of that. We want to introduce to you to some, and we want to present to others one of our sisters in Christ who is a powerful woman of God this morning who is coming to bring the word. I'm so delighted to be able to stand and introduce her this morning. She is just such a pleasure, and we just know that the Lord is doing absolutely wonderful things in her life. And, of course, you all know her who are faithful to the call every day. Minister LaShawn Shelton is from New York, but she is actually out of Delaware at this time. She is a family woman, but most importantly, she is a woman of God who is out there in the trenches doing new things. Amen. She is being stretched by the Lord and has new things coming up. She's excited about her ministerial education that's going on right now, getting some credentials in the Lord. But, amen, the best credentials is a testimony that he's building with her right now. So we are so delighted to have her coming up to be able to give you a word from the Lord this morning. We are so excited about what the Lord is going to give her. So I'm going to move aside and let my sister LaShawn come on up, and I'm going to ask you to go ahead and take over from here. Minister LaShawn, good morning. Are you there?
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Good morning. I can hear you, my sister. God bless you.
I love you so much, Tammy. Thank you so much for such a warm and an awesome introduction. And I just want to thank you, Minister Robin, for greeting and feeding God's people this morning and getting us all super energized and excited in the Lord. I love this call because it gives us all the opportunity to be able to fellowship together, to be able to praise God together. And what better way to start your morning than to do exactly that? So, Lord, I come to you this morning and I thank you. I thank you for giving me an opportunity to work on your behalf. I ask that you please continue to decrease me so no one can hear any of LaShawn, but increase you so they can hear all of you and what you have given me this morning to feed your children. Amen. Praise God. I just want to talk to you about Christmas. And the message this morning is Christmas spelled with Christ. Christmas will go on. Satan will never win. Christmas will go on, and Satan will never win. My scripture reference is Matthew 2, and if you don't know the story and you have your Kindles out or your Nooks or your iPads, Pods, Touches, or whatever, get to the story of Matthew 2, where it talks about King Herod, and my pastor, Sylvester Beeman, with Bethel AME, in Wilmington, he called him the imposter king, the fake king. We know him as the king that should never have been because his lineage did not dictate or award him the opportunity to be a true king. He basically just stepped on in there and just called himself king. So King Herod heard about the birth of the king of Jews. He heard about the birth of Jesus. And when he heard this, he was disturbed. He said, wait a minute. Who is this Messiah that's been born? And, of course, I'm paraphrasing if you can get the gist of the story. And he's basically like, who is this man, this young boy that people were talking about? And he started sending people out to, like, look for the star and to find him. Go find this child so I can know who he is. I want to bless him. But we know good and well that King Herod did not have any intention of going to baby Jesus and giving him his blessings and giving gifts and what have you. He went there with the sole purpose to kill and destroy. Because if you think about it, if the true heir comes, then that means that King Herod and everyone after him will not have that throne. So what ended up happening was he sent out the wise men and said, go find him. Go find this child so I too may go and worship them. But after they heard the king and went on their way to do so, when they saw the star, they were overjoyed. And when they saw the Mother Mary, they bowed down and worshiped the true Messiah, the true king. And they opened the treasures and gave them frankincense and myrrh and all these. It was just a beautiful occasion. And then having been warned in the dream not to go back to Herod, they instead went back to their country by another route. So now when this happened, the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream saying, get up, take this child and his mother and escape to Egypt and stay there until I tell you. You know, see, this is why it's so important to follow instructions. This is why it's so important when God gives you a message, when you have that discernment, when you get that feeling in your belly that God is telling you to do something, you do it. You don't do it when you want to or 20 minutes later. You do it when he tells you to. So what happened was Joseph did that. And when King Herod realized that he had been outwitted, when he realized that he had been bamboozled, he was furious. He was angry, and he had orders to kill all the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity who were 2 years old and younger. And in accordance with the time, that is what happened, and it had to be fulfilled. So I want you to imagine, and stay with me with this, how those women felt by having their two-year-old sons and under slaughtered because this king didn't want to give up his seat. This unrightful king didn't want to give up his seat. And all you heard was weeping and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children and refusing to be comforted because they were no more, all because King Herod wanted to keep his seat. Well, we know how the story ends up going. After King Herod died, the angel of the Lord appeared to a dream in Joseph and said, get up and take this child and his mother and go to the land of Israel. And basically, we are here where we are today. The prophecy went through, and we all have been given the gift of everlasting life because God gave his only begotten son so we can live. So the reason why I say Satan will not stop Christmas, because as you can see, Satan has been trying to stop Christmas way before Jesus had an opportunity to perform any miracles, before he had an opportunity to raise the dead, to heal the sick, to touch the blind so they can see again, to help the paralyzed man walk. Satan was trying to stop Christmas before it even became. So what I'm trying to tell you is, although things are not looking so happy right now, you may not have gifts under the Christmas tree. You may not even have. Christmas has absolutely nothing to do with, you know, giving gifts and all that other stuff. And we have been confused over the year. Christmas has been desensitized so grossly to the point where no one even calls it Christmas anymore. Now you get Xmas cards. Happy Xmas. Happy holidays. What are you doing for the 25th? No longer are people addressing it as Christmas. You're taking the Christ out of it. So, you know, if you remember Isaiah 9 and 6, you know, they say for us, a child is born. For to us, a son is given, and the government shall be on his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. They didn't say his name was going to be X. They didn't say we're going to, like, kind of paraphrase his name and call it the day of that. They said that he will be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God. So when we label Christmas as Xmas or Happy Holidays or whatever to be quote-unquote politically correct, we are desensitizing the true reason for this season. So again, Satan will not stop Christmas, and he never has, and he never will. Now, we are going through some times right now where people are mourning, people are sad, things are going on that we just can't explain in the natural. And if you kind of think about it, it kind of brings us back to Matthew 2, you know, where Rachel, where the mothers were crying and no one could comfort them because their child is no more. We're going through that right now, not only what happened in Sandy Hook, but we're going through that with the kids in Detroit, in Philadelphia, in New York City, in Los Angeles, and countless other places around the world. But does that stop Christmas? No, we have to continue to praise the Lord. We have to continue to give God reverence. We have to continue to trust in God with all our heart, even though it doesn't seem like the thing that we may want to do, but it's the thing that we need to do. You see, with all kinds of tragedies, God always comes up on top. There's always a testimony somewhere amidst of what the devil tried to become or make a test out of. Somewhere along the crying and the mourning and the sadness and the depression, there is a way that God is going to come on top, and he will be the reason why Christmas will continue to go on, not just this year, but for every year. But when we desensitize Christmas with the songs that have nothing to do with God, that has nothing to do with Jesus, we have songs out there that we play for Christmas that have absolutely nothing to do with the birth of the Messiah, has absolutely nothing to do with Christmas itself. They just threw the word Christmas in there, and it becomes a hit. You know, like my pastor referred to that song, Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. And at first I thought about it, I'm like, wait a minute, he's right. That has absolutely nothing to do with Christmas. That has absolutely nothing to do with my God, because my God doesn't, first of all, in the Bible, I don't remember anything talking about grandma getting run over by nobody's reindeer. I don't remember him talking about anyone getting drunk over eggnog to the point where they were so obliterated where they couldn't be conscious of what they were doing. Not at least in my Bible, okay? Also, there's other songs that's going on right now about Christmas that makes people think about, you know, undermining things, cheating on their spouses. That is not what Christmas is about. Christmas is about us giving unto others the way we would want to be given unto us. It's about going out there and showing people the gift of what God has done for us. It's about, if you don't have money for a gift, so what? You be the gift. You go out to someone's house and you hug them. You let them know that you love them. Maybe a Christmas gift for someone could be you forgiving them for something that they may have done in the past. Maybe a Christmas gift for someone could just be a nice hot plate because they haven't had food in a long time. Christmas present could be for a homeless person. You give them that coat that you've been hoarding for so long because you said, oh, well, maybe in 3 years I'll be able to fit it again. Christmas is being able to give a gift to somebody that they will cherish for the rest of their life, not monetarily wise, but a way that their spirit can be enhanced. Being a minister in a marketplace, a gift can be, okay, someone has diabetes, I have an extra bottle of beads, let me give them some of that to help eradicate that condition and let them see what can happen. Somebody's grossly obese, okay, let me put them on a body magic and let them see how their life can change and how they can lose this weight so they can have more Christmas with their family. That's what this season is all about. Not worrying about if your Christmas tree is going to be full. You know, that's what Christmas is all about. But we have been so conditioned as a society to worry about Christmas about, oh, well, we go shopping. How many gifts can we give somebody? Spending money that we do not have. That is not what Christ went on that cross and died for. He went on so we can be ministers in the marketplace and help each other through his word. So the solution, what do we do? How do we put Christ back into Christmas? Well, first of all, what you're doing right now, you're on the Master's Call. You're on Monday through Friday. You're archiving messages. You're downloading messages. Giving someone the word is a gift. Giving them something to chew on for the day so they can make it that 1 second more. That 1 second turns to a minute. That minute then turns to an hour. That hour turns into a day. That day turns into a week and so on and so forth. So giving someone some kind of optimism, some kind of experience, strength, and hope. You can. You will. You are. That is what God is all about and why Christ will never get out of Christmas. So basically another thing I'm trying to say is there's been other tragedies, people being depressed during Christmas. How many times have you talked to somebody in your past? You know, it may not be a best friend or a neighbor, but somewhere along your lifetime, in your past, there may have been someone that's like, I don't want to celebrate Christmas. My Aunt Ethel, you know, left us on Christmas, and I don't ever want to celebrate Christmas. Or I got divorced around Christmas. Or I lost my job around Christmas. Well, let me tell you something. When you put Christ back into Christmas, all things are possible. If you put Christ back in Christmas, you'll remember why he is the reason for the season. And then instead of mourning the loss, you'll be able to celebrate the life that you experienced with that person. You know, instead of talking about depression, you may find a way to get out of that depression clinically and professionally so you can go ahead and have more better days, okay? But the devil, what he tries to do, he tries to put that spirit of depression, that spirit of loneliness, that spirit of anguish, that spirit of hate, all these words that must bow down to the authority of Jesus, he tries to put it in the air and pollute it and trespass on our souls. But let me tell you something, saints, the more you cast the devil down, the more you bind him by his ugly head, the more you are able to have Christ back into your Christmas. Fried turkey, Christmas trees burning down, it's okay. At least you have your life. You may not have the things that you want. You may not have that fried turkey, but guess what? You have your life. So these are things that we are hearing people complaining about, but they're forgetting that Christmas is not about the vittles. Christmas is not about that tree. Christmas is about how you could put Christ back into your life and show him to others so that their lives can be enriched, enhanced, and empowered, just like this call does. So in closing, I just want to remind you, we all have situations that we go through. We all have times when we may feel a little inadequate. We may feel a little, you know, those little defects of characters may come up. But when we pray, and we say, in the name of Jesus, Father, remove this from me, especially during this time of year, because as a minister in the marketplace, I am to spread your word. I am to tell people the good news about Christ. I am here to talk about how Herod tried to destroy what would have never been had he have accomplished his dastardly plan. That is what we are here to do. So Satan will not stop Christmas, not then, not now, not never. Satan tried to come through King Herod. Satan tried to come through Sandy Hook. Satan tried to come through the streets of Philadelphia. Satan tried to come through the streets of New York. Satan tried to come through a job, your family, your neighbors, your friends, your cars, and your finances. But in the name of Jesus, when you cast it down, he will not prevail. Keep Christ in Christmas. He is the reason for the season. Everything else that comes thereafter are extras. Everything that comes thereafter is a quote-unquote tinsel, as you would say. The same way one of our sisters said before, waking up in the morning is a gift enough for me. And you know what? I concur with that. Just being able to have air pumped into my lungs by my Father is enough for me. If I cannot buy one gift for my kids this year, it is A-okay, because I know that if I live Christ-like and if I have the gift of Christ in me and I show it to others, certainly my kids are going to see it. And guess what they're going to do? They're going to do the same thing to somebody else. And then guess what they're going to do? And it's going to go on and on and on. So I am just so excited that we have this holiday season. I am so excited that the TMC will go on Christmas Day, and we all will have the opportunity to talk about what God has done for us in our lives. So we, as you heard earlier, we invite you back to the call, you know, the TMC call on Christmas, so you can see exactly why Christ is in Christmas and why Satan will never win in the name of Jesus. Back to you, Minister Robin. Tammy.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Minister LaShawn. Thank you, and God bless you for the word this morning. Definitely, I know that we are all in agreement. Christmas will go on, and Satan will never, ever win. We thank you for reminding us about details surrounding our Messiah's birth as we approach his birthday on the 25th of December. We're so thankful as we're going to go before his throne, the throne of our God and our Savior this morning, to lift up the prayer request that we have received here on the Master's Call.
Let us go before his throne of grace this morning. Father God, we humble ourselves this morning, Lord, lifting you up and remembering that you are our Savior. Father, thanking you for the sacrifice that you have made in bringing your son Jesus. Lord, remembering that he is the reason for this season, that Christ is our Savior. He is our Lord, and certainly he is Emmanuel. He is carrying this world on his shoulders. Father, he is our Prince of Peace. He's a wonderful counselor, Lord God, and we thank you for that. Lord, we give you all the reverence. We give you all the honor, and we give you all the glory this morning, Lord, as we open ourselves up to you, Father God, to receive through our hearts and our minds this word that you have allowed for us. Father, we ask you to wash us clean of our sins on today, God. Any transgression or iniquities, even as we have said on this call this morning, Lord, that our prayers may come before you. Father, we are lifting up our sisters and brothers in Christ this morning, God, from the master's call list, Lord God. We're lifting up Elena for you, Father. We are canceling and binding the spirit of multiple sclerosis, of seizures, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We have sent the word of healing, and Father, we are assured that your word will never return to you void. So, Father, we are rejoicing now over Elena's healing. We are rejoicing now that her muscles and her nerves work together. We are rejoicing now for coordinated movement. We are rejoicing now for the strength of the Lord, which shall strengthen her, Lord God, which shall be strength to her bones, and that you shall give her good life and long life. Hallelujah. We are thanking you for Elena's healing, Lord God. We are thanking you for John Hughes, for the testimony of healing from prostate cancer. Prostate cancer is just a name, and it must bow to the name of Jesus, because his name is the name above all names. Every knee shall bow and call him king. So, Father, we are thanking you for John Hughes' testimony that shall come forth, because your word will never return unto you void. So John Hughes, be healed in the name of Jesus. We send the word just as you have sent it for the centurion soldier. Father, we thank you for the healing and carry sins we have called for from diabetes. Father, we know that diabetes is a systematic disease that touches many things. But Father, just as your word touches all things, just as your word must accomplish all matters that is sent forth to do, Lord, we know that every part of our body can function normally. We know that homeostasis can return to her. We know that control of her blood sugar, hallelujah, can be reestablished in the name of Jesus. So we call it forth right now that Carrie Sims is healed in the name of Jesus. Father, we are thanking you for Martha's finances. Lord, you are her shepherd. But Father God, your word says that she shall not want. Father, you are preparing a table for her in the presence of her enemies. And Lord, we are thanking you for the twins, for Christy and Chad, that shall come forth at their appointed time. Father, we know that the anointing is already on these lives. Father, we are thanking you, Lord, that not only are you their shepherd, but God, you are the light in their lives. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for the salvation. Lord God, for the testimony that shall come forth from Chad, that he shall be the man of God, the man of valor that you have made him to be. Father, we are thanking you that he shall lead and love his family as Christ loved his church. Father, we are thanking you for that. And we, Lord God, binding up the spirit of violence, of fear, of worry, and casting you to the pit of hell. Oh, God, we are calling in the resources for Union Beach, North, New Jersey, for Detroit, Lord God, for Connecticut. We're calling in unity right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we are not giving any victory to Satan. We are not lifting up his name. We are lifting up the name of the Most High God. Oh, God, we know that we have done some things that we need to turn from. We have been wicked people in this country, but God, we know that you are a merciful God, and we are thanking you, Lord, that not only do you prune, but God, you save. God, you are God of mercy, and we thank you that you're gathering your people back together. So, Lord, we know that there is hope. We know that you are the light. We know that you will see us through this time. Father, those who have lost loved ones in this country, Lord God, and across the world, we are thanking you, Lord, for peace, that you are their shalom peace, that, God, that you will give them healing in this time. We remember our own Dr. P.K. Roberts on today, Father. We thank you for traveling mercies for her, God. Continue to be the strength of her life, Lord God, to hold up those who need her during this time. So, Father, we want to thank you and decree and declare that all of these things are so in the mighty name of Jesus. We bless your holy name, and we say amen, amen, and amen. Master's Call family, we want to thank you for joining us this morning. We are going to go back to Minister LaShawn in just a moment to allow her to do the benediction. We do want to again give you the MMC call number. That number is 530-881-1300. That PIN is 539-598-pound, and that call will be starting again in just a couple of moments here. We want to give you our playback number, 712-432-1085, and that PIN is 957-pound. The website is The Master's Morning Call, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com, and the email is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. So we want to again remind you, as Minister LaShawn said, on Tuesday of next week, call in on Christmas Day. We will be here as usual, and you will be able to give a shout out. No more than 1 minute we will ask of you, but we want to hear those testimonies and your Merry Christmas to all of your loved ones. So we are so delighted, and thank you all for joining us here on the Master's Call. May God bless you, and you have a wonderful Christmas season. Minister LaShawn, please come back and give us the benediction. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Father, we thank you so much for this morning, and we thank you for gathering us all together as your children. Father, as we go on our prospective places, we ask that you give traveling mercies to and from. Protect us on our highways and byways. Protect us on the streets. Protect us in our homes. And have us continue to protect the name of Jesus in our hearts. Although we're hanging up, we are never away from your presence, and we thank you, Father, for all you have done for us. We listen to the word, and we are now out to serve as ministers in the marketplace. Amen and amen. Have a wonderful day, everybody.